Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning, Pat Sheens.
Oh, we've got some dulcet tones there from you, my dear.
Yeah, coming strong with snot and croak and general shitness.
Mate, I had that last week. It's not very nice.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, and you can feel it brewing for like, I get a lot of brew.
It brews for ages, this thing, though. I'd felt for a other weeks.
Yeah.
It was on and off.
Yeah. And then, you know, classic scratchy throat. I'm getting it. And then, you know, really
bam,
sort of came
snot.
Out. Bang. Yeah. Yeah. Snot central, yeah. Coughing, croakiness.
Yeah.
Sounding like Deirdre Barlow, sounding like a smoke 40 a day.
Sniffing. Yeah. I mean, that is annoying, isn't it? Sniffing. Yeah. Sniffing gets on my tits.
Yeah. I do find I sniff a lot.
You do sniff a lot. It's because we've got a deviated septum, though.
That's what it is. It's from our coke days.
That's what... I was not expecting that. That threw me way off course.
Back in our coke era, that, wasn't
well,
it?
I've been up a bit to the gym this morning, so, you know.
You're out of your coke days now, aren't you, mate?
I've done a HIIT workout this morning.
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, no. Oh, I can't remember the name of it, but it's you do like four different exercises. You do them eight times. So you do each exercise twice. Tabata, that's what it's called. Tabata.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it Tabata?
Tabata.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then they, say,
they would say Tabata.
Tabata complete.
Yeah.
Cycle four completed.
Yeah.
Cycle eight completed. Yes. Yeah,
because you can do that on the old pillow.
Oh, can you?
You can do Tabata rides. Yeah.
Right. I'd quite like that, I think.
Oh, they're a killer.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well, Tabata is a killer.
Tabata is a killer, yeah.
It's a killer, yeah.
It's quite a killer, the Tabata.
I did plank jacks.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm quite impressed that I can do those. Yeah.
You're not.
Oh, my God, screw you. You're all right, bitch. That's impressive for me to be able to do those. I have also now got gym friends.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I never thought I'd have gym friends.
What do you want? A round of applause?
Wow, it's making conversation. Fuck you. It just feels weird to me to have mates from the gym. Like, we're going for brunch in a couple of weeks, you know, we're doing Friday night drinks. Next thing you know, I'll be saying,
I think the thing is, Pats, I think you've really gone full wanker.
Oh, yeah. Mate, I am full gym wanker. I am in the wanker zone, for sure. I love it.
Right.
I actually love
it. Let's just move on, because you're actually quite boring.
I think this is going to be a good episode, guys. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what sort of good. Maybe just us two having a massive fucking fight.
Actually be quite entertaining.
God, it wouldn't, because when we actually fight,
when we fight, it's quite bad, isn't it?
I mean, we haven't had one since COVID days.
No,
since the holiday, because of COVID. You know, we've talked about that before, haven't we? When we went on that holiday, we hadn't been around each other. It was stressful.
No, yeah.
But we now know. I think we really know how to communicate with each other now, and that has taken a lot of work.
It has. Yeah, we now know how to kind of navigate
definitely
conversations.
Yeah, we really do. And I actually think that's kudos to us, you know, because I think we've both really tried to listen to each other.
Yeah.
And we've both been clear about what we need when we feel more agitated.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't, I mean, touch my head.
I mean, today could be the day.
live on the airways.
Yeah.
I mean, it always ends with one of us hanging up. So lock in, guys. One of us is just going to end the podcast. And the other one, all we left going, oh, right, okay, oh, well.
And just gone.
Yeah. No, that won't happen. We're too professional.
We are. We're too professional. We'll take that off the line.
Off the line.
If we get to that, it'll go off the line, and you will not be privy to the big blowout.
Anyway, how's your week been? Other than feeling ill, how are you?
Well, I've been actually been fine.
How are you?
How are you? I've actually been fine, really, up until sort of Friday. That was my first day of going, scratchy throat. So I've been fine, really, to be honest, Pat Sheens. Yeah.
I've got a couple of funny stories. Well, I've got one funny story for you, and I've got a question for you.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, so I saw my friend Sarah on Thursday night for a bit of food.
Shout out to
Sarah. She listens. Sarah was the one that won, that she did the thing about QR codes.
Oh, that's Sarah.
Yeah. So shout out to Sarah.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
She listens every week. She's a real diehard fan. Yeah. She loves it. She's a real diehard fan.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Sarah.
Anyway, we met for food on Thursday, and she was telling me about a friend of hers who's got a daughter who started a relationship with a guy, right? So she's just got into a relationship. They've been together. Well, not just. They've been together for 2 years. But for 2 years before that, they were talking.
Oh, yeah, this is a big thing.
I was like, what were they talking about? She was like, no, this is the new,
this is the new pre-stage. Yeah.
I was like, what? She said, ask your sister. Your sister will know because she's got teenage kids.
Exactly.
Or like young adult kids. I was like, what do you mean? She said, oh, yeah. She said to her mum, oh, yeah, we've been together 2 years, but we've been talking for 2 years before. Yeah. I was like, talking for 2 years?
And I think in the talking era phase of that, you can also be talking to others. So I don't think it's a sort of closed off.
Are you having sex at that stage?
Not as far as I understand it. I think it's very much in a way, I actually think it's probably quite a good thing. As long as I am understanding it right, that there's no sexual connection.
Joel, can you give up? Joel will know.
Joel will know.
Producer Joel, can you put in a little chat about talking? Because I was like, okay, so I assume this has come from the era of dating sites.
2 years.
Is this taking the piss? Right, so you wouldn't. I didn't think that was weird.
I mean, that is quite a lengthy time. I think probably they were both talking to others as well.
Right, but I assume this has come out of the internet dating eras, like that you're messaging people.
No, I don't think it's about that. I just think it's now this whole. It's like now. I mean, a bit like one of the things that was getting on my tits about the whole thing about will you be my girlfriend? That's a massive part of like young people. So you could be talking to someone, you can kind of just meet up with them, you might see them occasionally, but that's it, there's nothing else. And then when you decide to go, actually, let's have a go at this sort of, you know, relationship. Right. So you then have a stage of sort of just dating, you know, seeing if there's something there. Then you go to the next stage of, will you be my GFBF?
So
I think there's a whole,
It's usually like six, it's usually more like 6 months. So if you're talking, it's literally just talking. You're not kissing each other. You're not necessarily. Right. So I can be anything. I think you can be having sex. I think it's like the old school, like linking, you know, when people were like, oh, I'm linking with them. Do you know what
linking,
I mean? Like
linking.
That was a thing for a bit, wasn't it? Young people were saying, oh yeah, we're linked or we're linking up or whatever. I suppose
it's a bit like, some people might be at a point where actually, do you know what? I don't want to be GFBF. I just want to meet with you. I suppose it's a bit kind of like friends with benefits.
It's like a non-exclusive stage, essentially. Right.
Do you know what? I'm feeling a bit frisky. Are you free?
I'm free.
Great. Let's hook up. Have a little sesh. We're both happy. We walk away.
We go and talk to someone else.
And in a week's time, we might feel it again. Or
we
in
might need to
two
talk.
Months' time.
I just love the fact that it's called talking.
Yeah.
It's not actually, it's like, it's basically casual sex.
Yeah, I think that's basically
what it is.
Before
you make a commitment.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, like producer Joel says, 2 years is quite a That's it's a lengthy talking phase.
Yeah, they, what are you doing tonight? I can't. I'm just meeting up with Jack. We're going to do some talking. Oh, yeah. And Jack getting down and dirty. But yeah, I'm just going to sit, talk about the weather, politics. I just think talking is such a weird term for it.
It's pre-contract negotiations.
That is, I think that's what it should be called, not talking. Are you seeing anyone? Yeah, just in pre-contact negotiations, basically, yeah. Just laying down what I want, what I expect for Christmas, what I expect for birthday, how I expect the relationship to go.
What I like in the bedroom, what I don't like in the bedroom.
All of that stuff.
Pre-contract negotiations. Yeah, that's perfect.
And then I need to tell you this other story that she told me. So she went to, there's a big Christian conference called Colour, which is like a big women's conference. And one of the, one of the speakers at this told this story. So this this speaker was heading to America. She's never been to America before, and she was terrified. Right. She was worried about like Trump and like the way things were going, and like guns. Everything. Anyway, all that stuff. She was she almost didn't go to speak at this conference in America.
That's quite extreme.
Yeah, she was really frightened. Anyway, she arrives, she goes, she arrives at her hotel, checks in. The woman says, you need to go round to the left and get in the lift, go up to floor 5. She gets in the lift, and in the lift is a guy with two really built men, right?
Bodyguards.
Well, she doesn't know that, and she's so she gets in terrified.
Right.
One of the guys says, madam, hit the floor, as in like, what floor number do you have? She falls to her knees. Puts her arms in the air, starts crying and saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. No, what floor, hit the floor means what level?
What floor? Yeah.
So she's like, oh, she gets up, she's like, oh, floor. Anyway, they go up in the lift, they sort of chat a little bit. She gets out of the lift and they sort of see her into her room and she's like, thanks very much. Sorry. Like they just see her go into her room from the lift. They don't walk her to her room. But
Okay. Nothing weird.
She's like, oh, no, she's like, thank you. Sorry. They were like, no worries. Anyway, she's there for a few days. She goes to check out and she says, oh, I'm here to check out of, you know, room 452 or whatever. And says, oh, actually your bill's been completely covered. It's been paid for.
Hey,
she says, what? She says, but I've had like room service stuff. She said, there's nothing to pay. She said, there's also this envelope. She opens this envelope and inside it, it says, thanks for giving me the greatest laugh of my life, Eddie. It was Eddie Murphy in the lift.
No way.
Eddie Murphy was in the lift with his two bodyguards. She didn't even realise.
No.
He'd obviously seen the room she went into. And then went and when he and she was like, it's she said, oh, yeah, because the receptionist said, Mr. Murphy has been staying with us for the last 5 days. It was Eddie Murphy in the lift. She fell to her knees.
That is brilliant.
Madam, hit the floor. She must have been, she must have shut herself. Petrified.
She probably did, didn't she?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Well, we had Dickish in from Mrs. Walker 30.
Right.
And Mrs. Walker 30 said, Dickish, when it's 15 degrees in March and folk dress like we're in Marbs, calm the fuck down. Right. Thursday went mental, didn't it?
It did.
Everyone thought we'd travel to like Saint-Tropez or something.
Yeah.
Thursday went fucking mental.
Yeah, it was warm.
She was a warm one.
She was warm.
But calm down, people, when you're in Marbella.
No.
You are
it's
still,
only 17 degrees.
You are still wandering around Lewisham.
Yeah. Put your t-shirt back on. Put some proper shoes on.
You don't need
Stop getting your tits out.
Stop getting your tits out.
Yeah.
Stop getting your bum out. Stop getting your crack off out. Also, like, I feel like sunglasses have got quite dickish.
Hey? Eh?
Like, a lot of people now are wearing very dark glasses. And one of the things that shouldn't be, this isn't the things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are, that I'm going to use, but one of the ones that came in from Lucy Loves Rage.
Lucy?
When people are talking to you with sunglasses on and you don't know where they're looking.
Yeah, some people are quite...
They go really dark, don't they?
When there's no need.
That's what I mean. We're not in Marbella. You're not in Saint-Tropez. The sun is not that hot yet. It's 17 degrees. You don't need your blackout glasses on, mate.
No. It's actually quite cloudy.
Yeah, it may be warm. Yeah. But it's humid. Get your blackout glasses off. I can't see where you're fucking looking.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are like really blacked out, aren't
they? That's what I mean. I feel like we've gone to this level where people are wearing really dark. I've never really noticed it before.
It's the UV, isn't it? UVA, UVB. That shit, isn't it? I've got to protect my eyes. I've got to protect my retinas.
Everything's become, without them. Like...
extreme. Yeah. Everything's become extreme, Pats.
Everything has become extreme. Extreme pistachio. Extreme dark glasses.
Yeah.
Extreme...
It's just hot cross buns.
Oh, did you see? We got a few messages about what Aldi are doing.
About these Aldi ones.
So for those of you that haven't seen, Ange and I on Finding the Funny have had a few messages this week from people.
Yeah.
Which
they're
is...
like mystery hot cross buns.
Yeah, so...
So you don't know what you're getting?
No. There's three different flavours.
Mm. I mean, I actually quite like the idea. I think Aldi have done a good thing there, actually.
Do you?
I mean, they'll probably taste like utter dog shit. But I think the fact that you don't know...
I think we should try them.
Shall we do that?
I think we should try and see if we can figure out. I think next week, can you get yourself to an Aldi?
Yes, I will, you know, succumb.
So you'll succumb to an Aldi. Let's try them and see if we can guess on the line.
I mean, do you think they're going to be, you know, I'm kind of like, are they going to be weird combos or are they going to be a bit boring and just go for like spiced apple?
Oh, if they're that, I'm going to be livid at Aldi.
That's what I mean. Like, if they're doing this mystery shit, right, make it mystery. Make it, like, I don't know.
Custard and tuna.
Yeah.
Really fucking throwing people
off. Yeah, I want you to, like, give
like
me...
like a creamy tuna. It's got, like, a vanilla undertone and then a real
creamy
strong...
fish.
Creamy fish. Oh, God. You don't want that when you're talking to someone, do you? Nobody wants creamy fish.
A creamy fish.
Did you talk to that girl last night? Yeah, I did, but it was creamy fish wasn't great, so I'm not going to talk to her again. I can't get over this talking thing. It's really playing on my mind.
I can't believe you didn't. I suppose you just wouldn't know about it, would you? Because you're not in the dating game.
No, I just...
And you don't have people around you that'll be in a dating game.
That are talking.
No.
I just think it's such a shit name.
Talking. Maybe it's not. Maybe not everyone just calls it talking. Maybe there's other words for it.
That seems like the big thing.
PJ, is it called just talking? Does everyone call it talking?
Seeing someone is such a better way to describe it. I'm just seeing her, like, we're not exclusive. I remember my friend Andy Instone when we were at secondary school. He basically sat down with Anna Brown. I mean, if this isn't Andy, I don't know what it is, right? So we're like 17, 18, and he was seeing this girl called Anna Brown. Sat down with her one Sunday afternoon and said, Anna, I'm thinking we should take this exclusive.
Oh, my gosh. did she then run a mile, Anna Brown? Because I would. If I was Anna Brown, I'd be like, right,
Andy,
okay,
we're
mate.
16, mate.
Yeah, that's my cue to go. I mean, producer Joel is saying that it's not an official name. So I don't think the talking thing is official. Right. I think it is like, a bit like you said, we're seeing each other. Right. We're linking.
We're linking.
We're talking.
I just think we need to take talking off the table because it's a shit name.
But I wonder if maybe whoever Sarah knows is, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's, is it a woman? Is it a man?
It's a woman.
Is she a bit? Maybe she's not.
I think it's a generalisation of being more than friends, but not together.
Right.
And I get that. I just think talking is a shit name for it. It doesn't tell me anything. We're talking. Right, okay, what about?
Mm. But I actually think it is, I mean, obviously it can be quite, you know, people can use that in quite a loose way. You know, like.
Right, okay, she's loose.
You know, you could she's be talking, a loose talker.
She's
or you
talking
could be quite
to a lot of people.
Exactly. So it could go one way or the other, couldn't it? Because I mean, you could be quite a loose talker, but you're with someone who's quite a hard talker.
It brings a whole new term to loose lips, doesn't it?
Are we talking upstairs or down?
Exactly. She's got loose lips. She's talking very loose to a lot of people. And she's also loose lips with a creamy fish.
From Aldi. She's just talking to a creamy fish from Aldi.
Fresh. Creamy fresh. Yeah, so I thought that was a good one. You don't need to think you're in Morocco. You don't need to have very dark glasses. No. Look, save your dark glasses for when you're in a very
when you
hot end, country.
When you are actually in Marbella.
Yeah, you yeah. don't need to have them in Lewisham.
No.
At 17 degrees. No. With your shirt
but
off.
But
and
it's
a dark
such
glass.
A it's such a British thing to do.
Honestly.
It's like we get a bit of sun. People the temperature is above 15 degrees. Everyone's like, right, that's it. I'm going out in my summer dress and my sandals and my dark glasses.
I'm putting my wrist down in my car.
Yeah. I am. This is it. You know, that's such a, we are so British in that way. Like the minute we see a bit of like sun and a bit of blue sky, even if it's actually quite cloudy, we're still going to go out like it is 25 degree.
Although having said that today, I am in a cycling short and a jumper.
I mean, perhaps it's not really cycling short.
Yeah,
I don't
but
think.
It's about 15 degrees. It's quite. I've been
quite humid
this morning. I know that it's quite close out there.
Is it humid? Cumid?
It's humid. Cumid.
I used to work with someone that was called Cumid.
Did you?
And I'd say to her, "Is it humid? Cumid?"
That's so like, are you hairy, Mary?
Is exactly that? Yes. Yes. Is it humid? Cumid?
Okay, well, we had a things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are in from none other than Abstract Matt Curtis.
Abstract Matt Curtis?
Yeah, the guy that was on the live, the one that thought he was talking to you. But you can't remember.
Oh, right, Abstract Matt Curtis.
Yeah, because that you were saying on the live, I can't see what his name is. Oh, it's Abstract Art Matt Curtis. You kept saying it. That's what you kept doing.
Abstract Matt.
Abstract Art Matt Curtis.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Abstract Art Matt Curtis.
Yeah,
I think you need to lose. Anyway. You need to probably lose Abstract Art. Just be Matt
Curtis. I mean, yeah. I keep getting a bubble in my throat and it's fucking me off.
Right. Okay.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Pansy.
Okay. What have we got in from Abstract Art Matt Curtis?
He said things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are when you're getting into your car and there's somebody sat in the car next to you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Why is that so embarrassing?
Especially I think because you then think about the whole you can't let your door touch their car.
But even if it's getting in or out, like there's something about being like, oh, there's some, you know, you're getting your stuff ready. You turn to, there's somebody in that car. Oh.
Do you know what I've noticed as well? In fact, this happened to me just yesterday. A lot of, and I think it's probably more of an older generational thing.
Right.
But men sort of drive their women to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And they sit in
the car.
Well, she goes
Isn't that weird?
Yesterday I pulled into a space. I looked over, some old geezer.
There's Brian.
I mean, I don't know what he was doing. Probably looking at porn on his phone or something. But he sat. He sat there, and I'm like, and I've seen this a couple of times. Why, Brian, do you think you can drive Beryl to the supermarket? Beryl, piss off now. Go and get our food. I'm just going to sit here and relax.
And look at porn.
And watch porn.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just blokes randomly sat in their car, looking at their phone.
Yeah.
Dicking around.
Messing around with shit.
Beryl's in there. I tell the other things. Talking about dicking around on your phone. I tell the other thing that Sarah told me. Sarah's really funny, by the way.
Sarah's on fire.
Oh, my God. She's hilarious. But she was saying her dad, so we figured out that her dad, John, and Mal are quite similar.
Right, okay,
so
yeah.
So she'll say, you know, I can be talking to my dad about something I've bought, you know, like, yeah. I don't know, maybe I've bought an air fryer. His phone is straight out. He's looking at it. That is Mal.
Yeah, what one
was it that you got? What one? Was it the X2? Oh, no, let me finish telling you the
story. Was it a ninja? Dad. Was it a ninja kitchen?
No, it wasn't. Let me finish telling you the story. Which one was it? I want to have a look. Well, if you let me finish telling you the story...
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight out. You could say, the other day I bought an amazing Hoover. Right, which one was it?
Which one? Yeah. How much did you pay? Because I've just found it quite cheap.
Yeah, I found it 50 quid cheaper.
Yeah,
you think it'd be good for your mum and I? Do you think it'd be good for your mum and I?
Yeah. Straight on the phone.
I think old men are the worst for their phone.
They are. They are.
Way worse than teenagers.
I mean, we had some friends over last night and... You'll know who they are.
Yeah.
Alistair and Kelly.
Yeah.
Just letting the world know
they
are. Al, I mean, there were several times when Al was not in the room.
Yeah.
You know,
Mal.
Al was in the corner of the sofa.
Like Mal.
Head down. Doing our, I mean, fuck knows what they're doing.
What are
on
they
their
doing?
Phones. I mean, Mal, like you say, Mal is the same. You're like, Mal
is obsessed with his phone.
I don't know what you're doing.
Way more obsessed than Joel and Ellen.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, would sit on his phone for... What are you doing, man?
Exactly. It's not like they're big on these social feeds, is it? Which is why I think they're probably looking at porn. That or lawnmowers or something. You know, bush cutters or...
Oh, I mean, look. The porn world needs a lawnmower.
That could go into either world, couldn't it?
A bush cutter, a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Porn, a bush cutter.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that is embarrassing when you're getting out of your car and there's somebody sat. And do you make eye contact? Do you do a kind of...
Yeah.
Hiya? Or, you know.
I've had someone get out of the car and whack their door on my car.
Me too.
I've actually been really pissed about
that.
Yeah, me too.
Do you ever say anything, though?
I just give them a look.
Same.
I'm literally like looking up. I'm like, in here.
Yeah.
You just whacked
my door.
Sometimes people just go, they just have no.
Oh,
like if I did
care.
That. And I really, like, you know,
oh my God,
I mean,
sorry.
A lot of the time, if there's no one in the car, bang, out.
Straight out.
I don't give a shit, really. I do, actually. I'm very careful about
that. Yeah, me too.
But if there's someone in there and I don't realise and I've accidentally boshed.
Yeah, boshed.
You know, I will be.
Sorry, I'm
yeah,
so
you do
sorry.
The whole. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And you know, some people do it to me. Have done it to me before. Don't even bloody care.
Couldn't care less.
No.
Anyway, I put up an anonymous box.
Yes, I saw that. That's actually quite a nice little idea, that Pat Sheens.
And we got loads.
Did we?
Yeah.
Wow!
One of them was, just says, what turns you on? Which I was like, wow!
Well, I'm not telling you.
We're not divulging.
No, it's not that sort of podcast.
What song would you choose?
Producer Joel just put, thank you.
Nope. I just thought it was funny that someone put it. We never going to answer it.
We are never going to answer that shit.
We're not going to divulge that shit.
We are not divulging.
No. What song would you choose to play as you entered a room?
Do you know what? I'd have something like CeCe Peniston.
What's that?
I can't remember the actual name of the
song. Okay, well that's good.
Hang on, you'll know it. It's an absolute banger.
I'd have tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
Oh, I feel like old school. I suppose mine's kind of old school. Okay, it's finally.
Finally, it has happened to me.
Should we have right a little snippet?
Sure, under 20 seconds, though, so we don't get sued. If you only knew the way I feel about you, that's a good one, actually.
No.
That is a good one.
Banger. That is a banger. Something like that. Or a bit of. The other one I absolutely love is the old I'm Every Woman, Whitney.
Oh, Chin.
Yeah, and actually to walk into that.
Oh.
Hello. I'm Every Woman.
Yeah, here I am.
Here I am.
I might have Regulate.
Oh, now
that
hello.
Would be a yes, good one to come into, one. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It was a clear black night. That is a really
on the streets.
Yeah. Trying to consume. So, that would be a good one.
Yeah,
Or 24 Karat Magic would be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you've got to sort of go, I mean, for me anyway, you've got to go 90s old school.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought that was quite a good one. What else did we have? Okay, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Smog, marry, avoid. Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Pete Wicks. Or yeah. Paul Brunson. Do you know who Paul Brunson is? Google Paul Brunson. He's on Married at First Sight. He's one of the relationship coaches.
Paul Brunson.
Brunson.
B-R-U-N-S-O-N. I mean, I've never heard of him. Oh, no.
Okay, so you've got Snog, marry, avoid. I'm going to go for you. So Idris Elba, Pete Wicks, Paul Brunson. Who are you snogging?
I'm snogging Pete.
Pete Wicks, yeah, good one.
I'm marrying Idris without a doubt, and I'm avoiding Paul Brunson.
Yeah, I would probably go with you on that.
Thank you.
I think I'd be the same.
I mean, who wouldn't want to marry Idris Elba?
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, the man.
I mean, you'd tell him what turns you on, wouldn't you? Quite happily.
Not a problem at all.
Quite happily. If he wants a private podcast, we'll happily sit down. Tell it. We'll get someone else to produce it. We'll tell Idris.
We can go into depth. We'll go into depth with Idris.
What do you think is the most attractive quality about someone?
I'd say probably humour, I think. Mm. Like, someone who can make me laugh.
Yeah.
But also, I think humour and kindness.
They would be my two.
Two. Desmond. A Desmond. We've got a Desmond.
Yeah, that would be mine. Humour and kindness.
Yeah.
I feel like there's nothing more, you know, like, obviously intimacy has many forms, but somebody, barely laughing with somebody can feel quite intimate when it's just like the two of you.
Yeah.
But also somebody being exceptionally kind to you.
Yeah. And to others.
Oh, yeah, and to others.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I think if you watch how someone treats other people.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that says a lot about them as a person. And that whole thing of, like, how, you know, how you would treat the CEO and how you treat the cleaner.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? That sort of, like, not having any kind of, I'll actually be really nice to them because they are this person or because they're, you know, super high-powered and I'll actually disregard people that are kind of lower than that.
Yeah.
I think that's like a, and actually I saw, obviously there's been loads of stuff. I haven't watched it yet. You have, Pat. The old adolescence thing. I haven't watched it yet, so I can't talk about it. But obviously there's so much kind of, you know, press about it at the moment. But I saw Stephen Graham.
Yeah.
Being, like, he was talking about something about, you know, to do with the programme, but also about his own kind of children. And he said how one of the things he loves hearing is his children in their rooms with their, you know, partner, GF or BF or you know, whatever. Talking. Laughing. He says, if I walk past a room and I hear them, like, he said, I then feel like, okay, I've got something right.
Yeah.
Because hearing them be able to laugh with someone else that they love, like, find attractive,
talking to
linking with. And I just thought that was such a lovely, I sort of think that is such a massive part of life, being able to, like, you know, laugh with the people that you love. That would be a huge part of what I would find attractive in somebody.
Did you know that Stephen Graham's dyslexic and it's his wife that picks what he should
do? Yes. Yeah. And she reads, like,
she reads the script to him and tells him whether he should do it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just love him.
Me too. Yeah. I love him so much. Yeah. Okay, last one. We'll end on this one because we're pretty good for time. If you were a Disney character, who would you be?
Oh, Lord.
I think I'd be Princess Jasmine. No, I wouldn't. I'd be Ariel.
Okay, you'd be under the sea.
I'd be, well, I would be Ariel under
you'd
the sea.
You'd then get your legs.
I'd get my legs.
You'd get your legs, so you'd be out of the sea.
I think I would, it'd be either her or Princess Jasmine. What about Moana? She's quite a cool one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's quite cool.
Or Jessie.
Jessie.
From Toy Story. No,
no, she's a bit, no.
No, she annoys you a bit.
I'd actually quite like to be Mr. Potato Head.
Yes. Or Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll actually go with either, Mr. or Mrs. I could pick the genitals for the day, couldn't I?
You could.
Yeah.
I love the bit in Toy Story where Mr. Potato Head's going out or something with the rest of them and she takes his eyes off and puts them in the back.
In his bum. I mean, that would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just be able to take all your features off.
Yeah, yeah.
And he puts them all in the first one, he puts them all the wrong
all
way.
All in the wrong place.
And he goes to the pig, doesn't he, and says, hey, I'm Picasso. And the pig's like, what? He goes, you are cultured swine.
Yeah, I'd be.
Toy Story is one of the best trilogy. I mean, that 1, 2, and 3 are just amazing.
They are amazing.
Standalone films as a trilogy, the whole thing. They're so good.
So good. So good. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Anyway,
yeah, I'd go Mr.
You'd go Mrs. Potato.
Potato
Head.
Also, because I do love potatoes.
Yeah.
So, you know, win-win.
Win.
I could be a potato.
Bloody win.
And eat a potato and pick my genitals.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. I don't think
I'd
anyone
be
wants
Ariel or Princess Jasmine because they're both really hot.
Shallow.
Shallow how? Anyway, feels like a good ep, that one.
That was really good. I like the whole little anonymous. Well, I don't mean I don't have the anonymous.
No, that's fine, but we've got loads. So if we want to put some in, not next week, but the week after, we've got loads that have come. I mean, some of them are quite deep as well. So we could pick a couple of those. So
a couple of deep
there
boys.
There is loads in there. Absolutely loads.
We could go deep, boys.
We could go deep. We could go balls deep.
Yeah. Balls deep.
Anyway. That sounds
there we
like
go.
A great episode.
Another cracker, mate.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. Finding the funny. Finding the funny with Ruth and Ange, the finding the funny.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.